How do I know if this is even working?
Ladies of the LLLLV.
Thank you. I'll be here all year. Or as long as you listen. Or really just whichever comes first or is better. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Bye.
Hello. Welcome. That was so awkward. I'm sorry. Welcome to episode 2 of Ladies of the LV. Episode 2, Amy.
We're off and running.
We're off. You have notes?
I do have notes. I don't play, girl.
What are they?
I can't reveal them to you.
You're like so legit now.
You have notes too.
I do, but last time you didn't have notes.
Well, I knew Jackie better than Elaine. Yeah. We're getting to know each other.
You're practically besties right now.
Exactly.
All right, we're really excited about our badass female of the LV today, Elaine Zelker.
Woo!
Elaine!
Hello!
Welcome!
I'm so excited.
You can't see Elaine right now, but she looks so cute, and she's wearing an E necklace, and it's just so, it's perfect.
Always be branding.
We're at Elaine's studio in Easton, and I was saying to Amy on our way here, like, I feel like when people suggest going to Easton, it feels like such a, like, a trek. Is that a word?
Yeah.
It just seems so far.
From the other side of the Lehigh
Valley. From the other side.
Sure,
but then we drove here. It was like 15 minutes.
Yes. There's a lot going on here. Easton's happening.
I need you to talk about Easton. Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But first I want to talk about your studio.
Okay.
So when I first met you, I was thinking back to when I first met you. I think it was like 2014. Mm-hmm. Because I met you through Kathy Patterson. Patterson, who was getting her headshots done with you. And Kathy just made me feel like I needed to up my game.
Of course.
As she does for everyone, I'm sure. And so she was getting her headshots done by you. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna try this. But I feel like we immediately clicked.
Absolutely.
Like we were just, you could just tell.
And I think you're still kind of a newbie in the industry, right? Were you just starting out as far as...
I just graduated from school, yeah. So, but you were so sweet. And I think you like really helped me out.
Yeah.
But you had a different studio, and you were really, like, only doing headshots at that time, right?
Well, I started, that was on Northampton Street, so I was in downtown Easton, so about a block up from the State Theater in Easton.
Yeah.
And it was a great studio. My husband and I shared it at the time, so he was on the top loft, and I was downstairs shooting.
Yeah.
And sometimes that was difficult because, like, if he had interns coming in or he was in the middle of production for his films and things like that, then I was either booted out or I had to move things around, and we had to schedule around each other.
Yeah.
But when I started out, I was in photography where I did everything. So I did weddings and babies and maternity shoots and family shoots, and then I fell in love with headshots. And that was probably about 6 years ago that I started dedicating more time to learning the art of headshots specifically. And then I just started reaching out to all the Lehigh Valley, you know, actors and models and things like that. And that's how I started to learn and get to know a lot of the people in the art world and theater here in the Lehigh Valley. And Kathy was one of them, which brought you to me from her.
Yeah. But it's amazing. I mean, you've obviously just like evolved so much because now we're in this beautiful loft that you have all to yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's like brick walls and beautiful things everywhere.
Yes.
And now you do everything.
Yeah.
So now Elaine, I want you to kind of describe it in detail, but she does branding overall, and she's amazing at it. But talk to us about how like you went from straight photography to what you do now.
Okay. So believe it or not, I am an RN by trade. So I have a very extensive background. A lot of people don't know this about me. So I graduated from Rutgers with a psych and a business degree. So after that, I thought I was going to go stay in the psych world and get my master's in psychology and work with post-traumatic stress people because my dad was a prisoner of war, World War II. So I really wanted to work with war veterans. So I didn't follow that path. Instead, I took a year off from school and I went back and I went to nursing school instead. So I had 3 more years of college and got my nursing degree. And after that, I worked in so many different fields in nursing, from running a dermatology practice for 10 years in North Edison, New Jersey, to working in pediatrics. I worked in the ER. I was also an EMT. And then I went into pharmaceutical sales. So that's where my business kicked in again, the business background that helps me today was working in pharmaceutical sales. And I did that for about 5 years, and I won different trips. And I love selling. I love business. And that was always a huge part of what I did. In the meantime, when I was at Rutgers, I took photography classes. and I learned on black and white film. But back then, I graduated high school in 89, I'm aging myself, and I graduated college in 93. But women then honestly weren't artists, and you weren't able to pursue to have a career in the arts. So I didn't pursue that, and I went into be a nurse because that was the right thing to do by the way of my family and my parents. And so I went down after that for sure, because like I'll tell you, we should fast forward 10 years and see where I am now.
Yeah.
So I did all that. I did the nursing, and then I kind of hit a big road bump around 2006 and 7. I lost both my mom and my dad. And then I got divorced. I have three amazing, beautiful children from my first marriage, and I'm still very good friends with my ex-husband, and you know, we all get along great, but my world changed.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, you know, if I can say it, like, fuck it, it's time to do what I love to do.
Yeah.
And I loved photography, and then I met my amazing husband now, who's a crazy, eclectic filmmaker, entrepreneur, and he was that catalyst that really pushed me and said, you could do anything you want to do. Life is too short. And I knew it at the time. You know, when my mom was taken away from me, that changed my world forever.
Yeah.
And I was not in a good place for some time and just living day to day. And I didn't want my three beautiful girls to realize, you know, just settle for mediocrity. I'm like, you know, balls to the wall. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I jumped ship and I prayed extensively. And there was many times that I got on my knees in the shower and I'm like, what do I do? Which direction do I go in? And it was actually 7 years ago, almost to my, I think tomorrow was the last day I did nursing at the time, and I'm doing it now again, but I'll get to that. And I jumped ship because my career was killing me emotionally, and I was sick a lot, and I have lupus, and I was on medications and things, and I realized that this is not healthy for me, and I have not been on one medication since. And
damn.
You know, it's. I'm not telling you it's easy, because it's hard as shit. Is sometimes when you're your own entrepreneur, you pay for everything, and
yeah.
You have to worry about your life insurance and your health insurance and your rent. Nobody's paying you but you. So, as I created this world of my photography, I did everything for it, but I knew that business was a very important part of this. So it kind of came full circle where I am now, where I call myself a photographer and a brand strategist, because now I want to show other women, young entrepreneurs, that you can do anything you want to do. Do not be held back by anything. And take your dreams and go for it, but be smart about it. And that's what I want to teach people, how to become that social media brand person, starting with the person themselves.
Yeah.
And being yourself and displaying that. So.
Shit!
Hell yeah.
I have no more questions. We can go home.
Mic drop.
I have the chills.
Peace out. Nobody knew
like,
that.
There's something I love about a woman who can like say fuck and also fuck, talk about praying in the shower.
Okay. So that's some shit. How do you go about that? I mean, deciding to go down that path of your photography, how do you go about sort of building that and getting your name out there and making a name for yourself when you're at the starting line?
I think in the beginning, I called myself a photographer, and that's so important. So if you're going to go into any business, start putting out into the world, into the universe, what you are. So I just started saying, hey guys, you know, yeah, you all knew me as a nurse, but I'm also a photographer.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying, hey guy, I'm trying something as a new hobby. Boom, I'm a photographer.
Yeah.
And I classified myself as that. And people started calling me a photographer. In the very beginning, I gave a lot of stuff out for free. As with any small business, you got to get your name out there. I did a ton of referral programs. Like if you come in and you post about it on social media, and this is going back 7 years.
Yeah.
Hey, post it on social media. And then if any of your friends comment on that, I'll give them a discount. So constantly working the business end of this was very important. So one of the things I teach in some of my branding classes is the importance of young entrepreneurs and people starting out businesses. And you have to be three people in one when you want to run your own company. You've got to be the entrepreneur, you've got to be a manager, and you've got to be a technician. And if you don't supply energy into each one of those entities, I think you'll fail. And I read that from the book called The E-Myth, and it changed my world because it made me realize that, yeah, it's great to be a dreamer and an entrepreneur, because that's what got us to do this, to while you're doing your podcast right now. And you know, I'm so proud of you for that.
Thanks.
But you also have to be smart. You have to be the manager. How am I going to afford this? What kind of equipment am I going to have? What's the return of investment? Because without that, this will fail. Because at the end of the day, you constantly got to say, well, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
What's the return on this? What am I wanting to get out of this? But then you also have to be the technician. How am I going to run this? What's the latest technology? So you've got the dreamer, you've got the manager, you've got the technician, and I feel like you've got to feed all three of them in order to make this work. If not, I think you'll fail.
Was there ever a point when you thought, well, this was a mistake? Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's many times you get slow months and you're like, did I make the right decision? And I swear, like, by the grace of God, it truly is. Like, every month it happened. And sometimes at the end of the month, because my husband's an entrepreneur too, so, you know, we have to do everything on our own. And it is a struggle at times. And that's why you see me hustling 150% all the time. Because if I don't, my business will fail.
Yeah.
I will disappear in the world of social media and branding and Facebook land and Instagram. If I'm not out there publicly every day hustling,
yeah,
I will disappear in the world.
You I feel like for sure.
Now that I've created a name for myself, I think in the last 5 years, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at that tipping point now. I'm at that 7-year mark in business full time. And I'm finally, it's weird. Like, I walk around, people are like, oh my God, you're Elaine. It's like, and I'm like, put my head down right away. And I'm like, oh God, how do you know who I am? And
no, people know you. When, yeah, when I said, like, who we were, mm-hmm, so many people have been asking me about the podcast, like, mm-hmm, who are you going to have next? And when I say your name, they're like, oh, yeah, I've seen her, I know, yeah, her. And so you, yeah, hustle, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
You used to do, I don't know if you still do it, but it was one of my favorite things. You did like a bring your girlfriends. You would have like cocktails, oh, yeah, or wine, and you would do like a mini.
Shooting stips and yeah.
Yeah, it was like a mini photo, mm-hmm, shoot with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Which is probably why Kathy and Rachel have like an abnormal amount of like.
Oh yeah, because every time they come for headshots, they literally come together. So if Kathy books, then you know Rachel's. Oh, she just happens to show up like makeup on, ready to go. I'm like,
yeah.
Gee, Rach, do you want to get behind the camera again? And can you take your photo again? And
they have a lot.
I think
of
they
pictures.
Came with you once. And,
oh yeah,
you know.
They just it's like their thing. But yeah, you. So I want to ask you a little bit about, because obviously you and Zeke are both in your own worlds.
Yeah.
And so you're both really busy. You're both, mm-hmm, doing such amazing things. Mm-hmm. How do you find time for the romance? Like, when do you make it happen?
Oh boy, my daughter's here in the studio. She's upstairs. I have to kind of watch what I say, but not really. We are so passionate about what we do in our business. Sometimes that's a problem because sometimes we don't ever stop. And until even recently, we say to each other, like, you know, maybe once every 3 months we just get out of Dodge. And there's times we have to say to each other, you know, when we go out to dinner tonight, I don't want to talk about anything business related.
Yeah.
Because we enjoy it so much. Sometimes we forget about those everyday lovey-dovey little things, even though we see each other. Our studios are next door to each other now, and I'm at the Silk Mill. So
yeah,
we're next door to each other. We're not in the same space, but we feel like we're together a lot. And sometimes that's not always 100% good, I'll be honest with you. We sometimes butt heads where it's like, it's constant, and we're very strong, opinionated people. So I've had to learn very quickly. When he wants to talk to me about things, I'll say things like, "Well, do you want my opinion, or do you want me to just listen?" Because sometimes it doesn't really want my opinion; he just wants to listen. Because
yeah,
we're both very passionate about what we do.
Yeah.
And it's learning that and being completely open and honest and communicating through that to make sure that you're on the same page with things, and but yet separate. And I think doing everything together is not always the greatest thing. So I'm kind of happy I have my own space, and it's a little bit more girly than his man cave over there next door. So I'm pretty happy that we're together, but separate in the same, yeah, area. So
I've never seen his space.
Yeah, I'll have to take you. It's kind of cool. He's got a little kitchen in there. He's also a chef, so he cooks a lot. And
wow,
yeah, all kinds
I didn't
of
know
jacks
that.
Of trade people.
Nice.
The Zelkers. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
anything you need.
Yeah.
You just come here. Mm-hmm.
You were one of the first tenants of this,
yeah,
space, right?
Yeah.
So what about it appealed to you?
So Zeke took me to the space when it was an empty shell. So I was the first one to move in the studio in October of 2016. Yeah, because I was here a year in October. So I'm here about a year and a couple months now.
Wow.
And when he took me here, we just, I guess when you're visual people, you can envision what this place is going to look like. And when I first moved in, there at night it was pretty scary. There's people working, there was no one here. And it was a little scary at first, and in the middle of downtown Easton and, you know, this part of it. And it grew on me so fast, and I just love the fact that they're refurbishing this old Silk Mill. And now I feel like our little building is the heart of this area. And people come here and they're blown away. They come in the middle of this ruined area, and
yeah,
they're just like, what the heck? It's like, I've got exposed bricks, I've got high ceilings, I have a loft in my space, and
the beams.
And the apartments are pretty much full. There's about 30 apartments right next door in the building next to me. They're full. There's a brewery open, there's a small cafe. you know, there's a lot of, one of my best friends is right down the hall, KLO Events, and she's another badass that you should have on here.
Yeah.
So I have to introduce you to her.
Amy, let's stop at the brewery on our way. I don't know there's a brewery.
And the makeup artist, and Alicia's right down here too. So she does about 90% of my makeup for my clients, and her space is here too, and it's so beautiful. And you know, and it's like, it's so awesome to see these women entrepreneurs kicking ass around here. You know, kicking asses and taking names.
Yes. Like, you know, I just feel like we should go like run laps down the street. You have such a fire in your step. And okay, so I was thinking about this because obviously you're a passionate person. Mm-hmm. I remember, did I dream this or did we one time have like a very long, deep conversation sitting outside of Steel Stacks together?
Remember you were helping me with my audition.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Okay, I couldn't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I swear to God, there was a time that we sat there and we were talking, we just for so long about so many things. Mm-hmm. And I think you had just lost your mom. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about that. So I've seen you be super passionate and we've had so many conversations, but I feel like when I've seen you get the most lit and you are just ready to talk is when you're talking about your girls.
Oh my God.
So you have three beautiful daughters. Yeah.
Super proud.
And how do you, I mean, it's very clear that you always prioritize them over everything, but like, how do you manage that? I don't even have kids and I can't manage my shit.
That's why people are like, oh, you know, and I'm not, Belize, I am not dogging a stay-at-home mom. They're like, I can't get anything done. And I'm like, I work two jobs because I don't know if you know that I'm also working per diem in hospice nursing. So I still do hospice nursing because that's a huge part of who I am. And I don't talk a lot about it. And I don't put it out there publicly because that's a personal thing that I do. And when I tell people, they're like, are you kidding? Like, you know, you do that on the side. I'm like, yeah, I maintain my nursing degree because I don't ever want to lose that. And because I lost both my parents, I feel connected to that type of nursing. And I love giving back and to be there with people at their most critical time and probably the worst time in their life. I feel like if they can see that there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, like I've had.
Yeah.
But back to my girls, I want to be their biggest role model and their biggest hero. And, you know, and I love when they come home. My daughter just did a story for her English class about me and about, like, you know, my life and which was critical moments in her life is when I found Zeke in my world. And, you know, we kind of took off with that. And
he's been so great with them too.
Oh yeah, like he's an awesome stepdad.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard because he never had kids. So I came into the marriage with three beautiful young girls, and you know, he was never married before. So you know, like everybody else, we all come with baggage. We all come with issues. And you know, I'm all about if you need help in your marriage, and to get some counseling. And we did it, and we still do sometimes when we hit rock bottoms for certain times. We have, and you know, it's still about communication to keep the lines open to in order for things to work. And if you're in it for the haul, you got to work hard. Just like I put 110% into my business, I have to do the same thing for my marriage and my kids.
Yeah.
Because if not, if I fail on that part, they're going to fail as well. So, you know, you have to commit and put 100% in.
She's freaking killing it, Amy.
She is killing it.
Freaking killing it. Remember when we said that all the time?
No.
There was a time where we would always say, you're freaking killing it. During like the filming for Jackie and... She doesn't remember our memories.
I should forget
it.
I'm sorry.
It's not important
to
you.
They're gonna have to be your hashtags. Freaking killing
it. Yeah, freaking killing it.
Do any of your girls, could you see them following in your footsteps with the photography or the creative end of things?
I don't know. My daughter's actually sitting upstairs. Hey, Kate. You up there, Kate?
Shout out, Kate.
Yeah, Kate.
Kate's cake face on Instagram. She's out of the three of them, she's my youngest. Wait till you see that one. So Kate's cake face. You have to put that in the notes down there.
Well.
So they all have an entrepreneur spirit. So I'll start with my oldest. She's 20. She's at the University of Maryland. She's studying architecture, something that she always wanted to be since she was in third grade. Like super dedicated, smart as hell. Like I think I'm smart. She kicks my ass. She's so smart and she's so beautiful and so talented. And I never knew that arty side of her really came out until late in high school when she started to apply to schools and she needed a portfolio. And she's like, oh shit, I never took an art class. Because she just thought, you know, more engineering and, you know, architecture was all that stuff, but not the whole artist side of it. And it just came out of nowhere. It's in her. So it's innate. And she's this true artist, you know, deep down. And, you know, she's going to exceed and she's going to go far. My middle daughter, she started at Drexel last year. And she was the one that was probably did the most with me with photography. Like she'll shoot for me if I'm doing my DIY videos and she'll shoot with me. She's like, she'll model for me and things like that. She started as a fashion merchandise and design major, but now she switched to marketing because she knows the importance of being in business with a minor in retail. So she's playing it smart by like we talked about before, being that entrepreneur, the engineer, I mean, you know, the manager and the technician, she's kind of creating that whole package for herself. And then Katie, my 14-year-old, she's in eighth grade. She's already started her own, you know, Instagram page with, you know, doing makeup and
that's awesome.
And, you know, showing videos and, you know, taking that aside. You know, I would rather load her up on makeup and have her do fun things like that as opposed to going out and her friends doing something bad. So
yeah.
Supporting these kids and
yeah.
giving them, you know, I'm not all about, hey, you're number one and you're this. You got to work your ass off, even as a 14-year-old. If she wants to do that, you know, I'll help you get equipment to make it look great and everything, but you've got to work to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think instilling that work ethic in my daughters, I see that evolving with them as they're growing, which is so important.
I'll follow you, Kate.
Yeah.
I got you. Which is the daughter? So last time I was here, so Elaine, like a lot of parents do this. My mom, when I go on trips, I'll turn like my GPS tracker on for my mom. And she hates it because... Sometimes,
oh, you're gonna tell me.
Yeah, I think I was in Disney and I turned it on for my mom and she was like, it literally looks like you're in the middle of a lake in a ditch.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She was like, turn it off. I don't want to see it anymore. Mm-hmm. And Elaine was so triggered the last time I was here because she hadn't heard her. She was a youth trip, right?
My oldest was on a youth trip in Maryland, and I didn't hear from it. And she did kind of say, I'm going to a place that I might lose reception, but I don't even want to hear that because even hearing that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
So at like 11 o'clock at night, I'm like, let me just check and see where she is.
Bad idea.
And it's literally in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay.
So terrifying.
So as a mom... Here you go. Here's like the artist in me where I'm very visual. Somebody grabbed her, they put her on a boat, and they're in the middle of the ocean. They threw her phone. But why is her phone still working? So then I'm thinking all these things. And I'm like, well, if she's with a group of people, won't the group of people be able to find me through social media or something? Then I call my middle daughter. She thought the same thing because she actually saw it as well. And then she starts making me panic, like, I haven't heard from her. I don't know where she is either. She goes, oh, when I'm going to be a mom, I'm going to be nervous about that too. And I'm like freaking out. And I'm just like, I can't. So and I'm like, I don't know how I fell asleep that night. But
you
the next
shook.
Morning, she's like, and I think I had to shoot you that day.
Yeah,
I
saw you
like,
the next day and you still were like having a total body
yeah.
experience about
and
it.
I'm just like, how do you just turn that off? And you know what? At the end of the day, I guess, you know, as a business person, you got to keep going. And not that my kids don't come first. I knew she texted me that morning. She was fine. But, you know, just you're always freaked about something.
Yeah.
As good as social media is, as bad as it's going to be for you.
Listen, I was here. Mm-hmm. We had champagne.
Yes.
It was a great. Right. If you ever want to, you know, have a branding sesh with Elaine, I highly recommend incorporating champagne.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't really drink a lot of it, though.
No. You left a bottle, though. I did take that home.
I know. I was sad about that. Okay, so I have a couple more questions
sure.
for you. One of the things that I've learned only in the two episodes that we've been doing this, but just trying to ask women if they would be interested in doing it, and so many women, and you've already done it, are immediately like wanting to get other women on
yes.
the podcast. Like, you should ask her. You should ask her. Like, we're so... quick to compliment other people. Mm-hmm. And I really want this podcast to be also about like me complimenting you mm-hmm. and also all of the amazing things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions that I kind of want to sort of be a staple is, what do you love the most about yourself?
Oh,
which
God.
Is so uncomfortable for us,
it's
but I think it's
one.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we uncomfortable
I don't
answering
know.
That?
Women hate complimenting themselves.
I don't like it.
No.
I want to change
we gotta
it.
Change that.
I think, and especially because I'm a headshot photographer, I instill this in every person that comes in front of me, to love yourself physically. And, you know, I'm 46. I'm getting up there. I feel like I'm getting up there in age. And, you know, I look in the mirror and I see these imperfections, but these are the same imperfections that I tell every woman that comes in front of my camera, that you're beautiful no matter what. I have to start listening to that myself, that I'm okay with these little crow's feet here. I've been through, like shit in my life, and I deserve every little wrinkle and mark I have on my body. And
oh, yeah.
you know, when I lost my parents, I was down to 95 pounds and I hated myself. I hated my body. I hid. And now I feel healthy and I feel good and I feel really, you know, good about my physical appearance, accepting every little wrinkle in the process. It is difficult, and especially because I'm a little bit starting to get more and more out there, you know, publicly. So I think my physical characteristics took me a long time to accept me for who I am, that I can be beautiful at 46 and empower other women to be and do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I guess my And that seems so like, it's like the physical thing, but at the same time, and it's like, especially in my world of photography where there's so much Photoshop going on and I try to keep it real as much as possible. And if somebody comes in and they're, I want to lose 20 pounds before I do this photo shoot. And because of the technical side of me, I'm like, girlfriend, I can do that just by posing you a certain direction. Mm-hmm. So don't fear. I'm like, you're beautiful just the way you are. We don't have to fake this. Let's just do it. And I feel like when they come in, they're very nervous. And by the end of a shoot, they feel so empowered.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, boom, high five to myself that I can pull that out of someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great gift.
That's a good answer. Give.
Thanks. Yeah.
Okay, one of my other questions. Oh, I actually have two.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so one of them is about your mantra. And I was thinking, I want to just say one thing and then I want you to answer. But I was thinking when you were saying how you jumped ship and that was like mm-hmm. a huge pivotal moment in your mm-hmm. life, I want to get you like a huge sailboat.
Oh, my God.
As like a reminder of that jumping moment ship. And jumping ship mm-hmm. and like look at where you are now. Mm-hmm. But if you would say, I know you have things that I see you post on Instagram, but is there a mantra that you sort of tell yourself, or if you had to give yourself one, what would it be?
You're talking about the keep on keeping on?
I don't know. I was okay. thinking like hustle.
Oh yeah, well hustle yeah. all the time. But so part of my business, I created this branding A to Z thing. So part of my brand strategy, I teach other people. One of them is to create your mission statement. And it took me days to come up with my mission statement. And the three words that come out of that mission statement, I don't have to read the whole mission statement, but are create, teach, and inspire. And I literally say those words to myself every day. I'm creating by doing what I love. I'm inspiring other people to live their dreams, and I'm teaching the yeah. way to a more creative life. And I think that it covers everything. So yeah, that includes hustle. I also saw that includes keep on keeping on. I have all these different little words and things that I say, but for me it's teach, create, and inspire. Those are the three things that if I don't do those things on a daily basis, it's like, it's my crack. That's how I get through. Like I need to teach, I need to inspire, and I want to create. Because yeah. if I don't do that, I'm not truly who I am. And then, you can't see it, but written on my hand when I was in that deep hole when I lost my parents, and remember when I said I really prayed on that, and it was faith that got me through, so I'll be forever faithful. And that can be your God, it can be a universe, whatever you feel like you put out there, whatever entity you're praying to. For me, it was God. And you know, I turned it into like, I put it out to the universe of what I want, and I believe in vision boards. And without yeah. that faith for something bigger and stronger than you to succeed, you will not. That's me, my personal feeling. Yeah. There's something much bigger than me that's pulling me up every day to do what I'm doing.
She's freaking killing it.
She is.
I got the chills.
On every level.
I got the chills. Amy, I have one more question. But
go for it.
I feel like you're like itching. You have a good
question. No, you're doing good. You got a list. You're running right down.
All right, okay. Keep going. Okay. So finish the sentence, if women ran the world, blank.
Jeez, it's about fucking time.
Yeah! That's the best! Okay,
about
I'm super pumped.
Time, dude. It's like, I feel bad for men nowadays because it's like all kinds of stuff coming out. And
yeah.
you're just going to squash one after another. So
it's
like everybody's eyes are open, but my eyes have been open for a long time. And a lot of men have been very threatened by me doing what I'm doing and being, you know, gone through what I've gone through, because I'm ready to start pulling all kinds of women up with me.
Hell yeah.
And some people are scared of that. So, you know, me, I'm a little Italian girl, but I'm Sicilian too. So don't fuck with me, because I'm going to come after you and I will get whatever I want. So I'm so bad. Don't post
No,
that.
I love this. Please do. You know? That's mm-hmm. so true. And I think I just read a quote by Oprah who said one thing we know for sure right now is that things between men and women will never be the same.
Never.
In the best way possible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. And I feel like some people could take that with a negative connotation, but I think right now, just all of this truth coming out, and obviously I know you have to be so careful about what you're reading and all. You know, that's a whole different story. But I think you worded it perfectly, mm-hmm. and it makes me want to jump out your window and run down the street. She just lights a fire in my soul. I won't do it. It's not safe, but I want to. All right, so I only have one more question. Do you have anything else, Amy?
No,
you have notes.
I do.
Take advantage of your notes.
We've run down everything. Well, I think the one thing I was going to ask, I mean, you sort of answered that now, is as a woman, do you think it was more difficult to do what you've done, to start your own business, mm-hmm. you know, to make your way in the world? I mean, do you think you did have additional hurdles to cross, I guess?
I think because I chose the world for nursing, I never did, obviously, because that's it was, quote, a girl thing. So I never really struggled in anything with that. But to start my own business in photography, especially headshot photography, you know, you can count on one hand the women photographer role models out there, like Annie Leibovitz and, you know, people that I followed for life, Sue Bryce. When I entered the world of headshot photography, though, it was very, very male-dominated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after hearing me talk now, was that going to stop me? Heck no. So yeah. I became one of the first mentors in headshot photography under this guy named Peter Hurley, that I became one of the first women in the world to become a mentor under him. So, which has led me to so many more opportunities because I didn't care that I was the only woman in the room. So, and especially having three daughters, that they're, we've, in my family, we broke that glass ceiling a long time ago. So they don't know anything different than that.
Wow.
So let's teach them that there should be no more blockades in your way. And if there are, you better get a sledgehammer and keep going and find the people around you to do that with you and find your collaborative team, the people that are like you, and build yourself that will push you through that with you.
Dude, aren't you just ready to burn your bra?
Yeah.
Like, I am take it feeling off right now. The inspiration. Really quick shout out to Amy Unger. Before we got here, I was complimenting her.
I have a great hairline. It's fantastic.
You know, that's not a weird compliment, right? Because especially as a photographer, like, if I pull my hair back, it's a straight up zigzag.
She barely gets any of that baby hair.
There's some shit. Oh, look at it. There's baby hair. I love it. But, like, it's very refreshing to just see a nice,
clean, I appreciate that.
Now we got to get her in here for a new headshot so you can.
Yeah, we need some pics together. Yeah. So we'll be coming your way.
I don't see any difference in your
hairline. She has a great hairline too.
Tiny head and tiny forehead.
But it's just different. I can't explain it. I'm gonna have to take a picture of it.
I appreciate the compliment.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, my final question for you is, and I feel like this is such a hard question because if someone asked me, I'd be like, I don't know, but you know, just be creative. Do you feel like Lehigh Valley has any best kept secrets of places to go or things to do or, you know, things that aren't really talked about much, but you know is like a sweet spot?
Well, I think now it's the Silk Mill. I think just like you said, when we first started this conversation that, you know, we had to come all the way from the Allentown area. Okay, 15 minutes later, you're here.
I know.
I didn't grow up in the Lehigh Valley, but I see that and hear that all the time that, you know, I have to go all the way on the other side of the valley. I mean, I pulled my husband from Allentown and we live in Forks Township now in Easton. So that was a little hard for me in the beginning, but it's like, we don't know any different. We drive to Allentown and, you know, McCungie area, like it's on a daily basis, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So to me, this whole area is one. I don't feel like it's separate from Allentown and Bethlehem and Easton, just treated as one whole entity. There's so much talent here in the Lehigh Valley because we're a little bit more on the artsy side. Mm-hmm. There's so much unknown talent. And we need people like me and you, V, to encourage, especially women, to get out of the closed doors and start showing yourself. There are so many platforms you can thrive in now on social media and Facebook Lives. And I love seeing all these women with their small businesses exploding because they're taking advantage of the free advertising that's available for them through social media. Yeah. So there's really no excuses anymore not to be out there. So
Elaine,
all those hidden talents are going to start coming, knocking at your door.
You're a badass.
Yay.
AF.
Yay.
Okay, so you can follow Elaine Zelker on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Your handle's Elaine Zelker.
Just Elaine Zelker on there. Yep.
ElaineZelker.
Yes.
That was all right, right? Okay, so you can follow her on Instagram, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Same thing under Elaine Zelker. Elaine Zelker Photography is my business page on Facebook. My website is just elainezelker.com.
Find her, people. She's amazing. Her studio is amazing. This was like the most inspiring interview ever.
Yeah, it's a love fest here. I feel like you guys are like make out here.
You just said that was just fine.
I'm going to give Amy the camera for a little bit.
You said that last time.
Did I?
Amy, you did.
Oh, you just exude love.
Yes. I just, well, you're badass.
You make us feel good about us.
No, you should. You should all feel good about yourself. You should feel good about your hairline.
I do. I feel great.
But also your soul.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm really happy you came with notes. And
of course.
I mean, listen, just a quick shout out to Amy. She's a writer, a producer at WFMZ. So like this is her shit. She knows what she's doing.
And I have a great hairline.
She's a great hairline. So
it's a win-win all around.
And she's a redhead, people.
Yeah. I'm killing it.
This was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank
I love
you
this.
For bearing your
Thank
soul.
Thank you for giving me a platform to spread the word, dude.
You've inspired so many people already, I can tell.
Thank you.
All right, ladies of the LV. Episode 2, officially over Woo. And out. Thank you.
On behalf of everyone at Ladies of the LV, and by everyone I mean just me and Amy, don't be salty, Amy, I said your name. I would really like to thank you for listening, and if you like what you hear, please head over to iTunes and subscribe for future episodes, because we're going to have a lot of badass females on here. And by a lot, I mean hundreds, maybe even millions. Can anyone tell me the exact population of the Lehigh Valley? I don't know why I have to be so aggressive with numbers. Oh my goodness. Anyway, also, please feel free to visit veronicawithaglassofbubbly.com, where we have the podcasts and more blogs and fun things for you to read while you're sipping on a glass of champagne or the bottle. No judgment. We all do what we need to do.